Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Memra by Ram Goldhar, and today we're Zechus and Hedron, Daf Kuv Ches, the 11th Perek Chelak. This Daf discusses the Mabul. The Zichu Mesechus and Hedron program has been dedicated to Zichu Nishmas Rav Moshe Ben Yamin Ben Rav Menachem and his son Rav Menachem Avram Ben Rav Moshe Ben Yamin. May their neshamas have an aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah lists numerous groups of people who have no share in Olam Haba. It begins, "Dor Mabul Ein Lehem Chelak Olam Haba." The generation of the flood have no share in Olam Haba, meaning Omdin Bedin, nor will they stand in judgment. A brisa states, "Dor Mabul Nizgal El Bishvil Tova Shehishpiel Lehem Hakadosh Baruch Hu." The generation of the flood only became arrogant because of the bounty that Hakadosh Baruch Hu bestowed on them. This caused them to declare, "Klum Srichim Anu Lo El Latipa Shel Gashamim? Do we need Hashem for anything but a drop of rain? We have rivers and streams to supply our needs." Hakadosh Baruch Hu said, "Betov Shehishpati Lehem Ba Machisinosi." With the very bounty that I have bestowed upon them, they are angering me. Uba Anidanosa, and with that itself, I'll punish them, meaning with the Mabul. Later, Rabbi Yochanan says, "Borei kama gadol kocho shel chamas." Come and see how great is the power, meaning the impact of robbery. For although the Dor Mabul transgressed everything, lenechtam alehem gezar dinam ashtu pashtu yedem begazel, the decree of their judgment was not sealed upon them until they stretched their hand in stealing. Point number two, the pasuk says about Noach, "Noach ish tzadik tamim haya bedorosav." Noach was a righteous man, perfect in his generations. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Bedorosav u'bedoros acherim." In his generation, he was considered perfectly righteous, but in other generations, he would not have been considered perfectly righteous. Reish Lakish says, "Bedorosav kol shekein bedoros acherim." He was even righteous in his wicked generation, and certainly he would have been righteous in other generations. Rabbi Chanina said that Rabbi Yochanan's opinion is comparable to a barrel of wine in a cellar full of vinegar. B'mkoma recha nodef. In its place, its aroma spreads and is noticed by its contrast with the vinegar's odor. But when it is not among vinegar, it's not so noticeable. Noah's righteousness, too, was more pronounced because of the stark contrast with the generation. Reoshia says Reish Lakish's opinion is comparable to a flask of perfume lying among filth. Its aroma is noticeable even among the filth, and is certainly noticed in a fragrant place. The Gemara records some of Noach's attempts to warn people about the Mabul and convince him to do teshuvah. And point number three, Reish Lakish says, "Tshuva nitzachas heishivu orev Noach." The raven responded with a winning argument to Noach when he sent it out to search for dry earth. "Rabcha soneni batas neisani." Your master, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, hates me and you hate me. Hakadosh Baruch Hu instructed Noach to bring seven of each tahor creature, but only two of each tummy creature, proving that Hashem hates tummy creatures. He challenged Noach, "Instead of sending out a tahor bird, one of seven, you sent out a tummy bird, risking that if I died, the world would be lacking one species. Or perhaps you want me to die so you can have my mate to yourself." Noach replied, "Russia, if the one permitted to me, my wife, is currently forbidden to me on the Deva, then is it not certain that I would not take the one which is always forbidden to me, meaning your mate? Relations were prohibited on the Deva and violated only by the dog, the raven, and Cham." Noach sent out the dove, which returned with the alizai's tarif, a plucked olive leaf in its mouth. It thus said, "Rabbono shel olam, yumazun asai merurim kazayis mersurim biyadcha. May my food, tarif, be bitter as an olive, but dependent on you. Vayiyu mesukin kadvash mersurim biyad basar adam, rather than sweet as honey, but dependent on flesh and blood," meaning people. So once again, the three points are, number one, the next Mishnah lists numerous groups of people who have no share in Olam Haba, and it begins, "Dor Mabul Ein Lehem Chelak Olam Haba." The generation of the flood have no share in Olam Haba, in Omdim Bedin, nor will they stand in judgment. A brisa states, "Dor Mabul Nizgal El Bishvil Tova Shehishpiel Lehem Hakadosh Baruch Hu." The generation of the flood only became arrogant because of the bounty that Hakadosh Baruch Hu bestowed on them. This caused them to declare, "Klum Srichim Anu Lo El Latipa Shel Gashamim? Do we need Hashem for anything but a drop of rain? We have rivers and streams to supply our needs." Hakadosh Baruch Hu said, "Betov Shehishpati Lehem Ba Machisinosi." With the very bounty that I have bestowed upon them, they are angering me. Uba Anidanosa, and with that itself, I'll punish them, meaning with the Mabul. Later, Rabbi Yochanan says, "Borei kama gadol kocho shel chamas." Come and see how great is the power, meaning the impact of robbery. For although the Dor Mabul transgressed everything, lenechtam alehem gezar dinam ashtu pashtu yedem begazel, the decree of their judgment was not sealed upon them until they stretched their hand in stealing. Point number two, the pasuk says about Noach, "Noach ish tzadik tamim haya bedorosav." Noach was a righteous man, perfect in his generations. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Bedorosav u'bedoros acherim." In his generation, he was considered perfectly righteous, but in other generations, he would not have been considered perfectly righteous. Reish Lakish says, "Bedorosav kol shekein bedoros acherim." He was even righteous in his wicked generation, and certainly he would have been righteous in other generations. Rabbi Chanina said that Rabbi Yochanan's opinion is comparable to a barrel of wine in a cellar full of vinegar. B'mkoma recha nodef. In its its place, its aroma spreads and is noticed by its contrast with the vinegar's odor. But when it is not among vinegar, it's not so noticeable. Noah's righteousness, too, is more pronounced because of the stark contrast with the generation. Reoshia says Reish Lakish's opinion is comparable to a flask of perfume lying among filth. Its aroma is noticeable even among the filth, and is certainly noticed in a fragrant place. The Gemara records some of Noach's attempts to warn people about the mabul and convince him to do teshuvah. And point number three, Reish Lakish says, Tshuva nitzachas heishivu orev Noach. The raven responded with a winning argument to Noach when he sent it out to search for dry earth. Rabcha soneni batas neisani. Your master, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hates me and you hate me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu instructed Noach to bring seven of each tahor creature, but only two of each tummy creature, proving that Hashem hates tummy creatures. He challenged Noach, instead of sending out a tahor bird, one of seven, you sent out a tummy bird, risking that if I died, the world would be lacking one species. Or perhaps you want me to die so you can have my mate to yourself. Noach replied, Russia, if the one permitted to me, my wife, is currently forbidden to me on the Deva, then is it not certain that I would not take the one which is always forbidden to me, meaning your mate? Relations were prohibited on the Deva and violated only by the dog, the raven, and Cham. Noach sent out the dove which returned with the Alizai's tarif, a plucked olive leaf in its mouth. It thus said, Rabbonu Sha'olam, Yumazun Asai Mururim Kazayis Mursun Biyadcha, may my food, tarif, be bitter as an olive, but dependent on you, Vayiyu Masukin Kadvash Mursun Biyad Basar Adam, rather than sweet as honey, but dependent on flesh and blood, meaning people. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Kuf Ches, and this was suggested to us by Mordechai Slovin from Ramat Beit Shemesh, as well as from Nathaniel Jacob from Great Neck, New York. They both suggested that Kuf Ches is a pickpocket, kach, a pickpocket, which is perfect for the first part of our Siman, as you'll see. So here goes. The pickpockets, flailing helplessly in a flood that had risen in fear because of their own sins, caught sight of a teva gliding above the waters where a tzaddik in his generation stood at the helm, gently releasing a dove into the sky after the raven stubbornly refused to leave. Once again, it's a motion. The pickpockets, that must be learned up, kuf ches, kach, take. The pickpockets, flailing helplessly in a flood that had risen in fury because of their own sins, which reminds us, the next Mishnah lists numerous groups of people who have no share in Olam Haba and begins, Dor HaMabul Einu Hem Chelak Olam Haba. The generation of the flood have no share in Olam Haba, being Omdim Bedin, nor will they stand in judgment. Rav Yochanan says, Borei Kama Gadol Kocha Shel Chamas, come and see how great is the power, meaning the impact of robbery. For although the Dor HaMabul transgressed everything, Lanechtam Alem Gzardinam Ad Shepashni Yedeh Megazel, the decree of their judgment was not sealed upon them until they reached their hand in stealing. So the pickpockets, flailing helplessly in a flood that had risen in fury because of their own sins, caught sight of a teva gliding above the waters where a tzaddik in his generation stood at the helm, which reminds us, the pasuk says about Noach, Noach ish tzaddik tamim haya bedorosav. Noach was a righteous man, perfect in his generations. Rabbi Yochanan says, bedorosav lo bedoros acherim. In his generation he was considered perfectly righteous, but in other generations he would not have been considered perfectly righteous. Reish Lakish says, bedorosav kosh. He was even righteous in his wicked generation, and certainly he would have been righteous in other generations. So the pickpockets, flailing helplessly in a flood that had risen in fear because of their own sins, caught sight of a teva gliding above the waters where a tzaddik in his generation stood at the helm, gently releasing a dove into the sky after the raven stubbornly refused to leave. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings the Orev's winning argument on why it as a tummy animal should not be sent out, and what the Yon expressed by bringing back the plucked olive leaf. So once again, the pickpockets, flailing helplessly in a flood that had risen in fury because of their own sins, caught sight of a teva gliding above the waters where a tzaddik in his generation stood at the helm, gently releasing a dove into the sky after the raven stubbornly refused to leave. All right, so now it's time for Vorbalabach Chazara. Daf Kuf Dalet. So the symbol Daf Kuf Dalet is a code. So here goes. The detective who cracked the two loaves of bread code. Code? That must be more on Daf Kuf Dalet. The detective who cracked the two loaves of bread code to discover the reason a city of Kohanim were wiped out, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan himself describes the importance of legima, providing food for travelers, in five ways. The fifth one being shkagaso o lazadon. Its mistaken failure is accounted as willful because Rav said, if Yohanan had scored a dove with just two loaves of bread when he fled from Shaul, then Nov, the city of Kohanim, would not have been killed, Doeg Adomi would not have been banished from Olam Haba, and Shaul and his three sons would not have been killed. So the detective who cracked the two loaves of bread code to discover the reason the city of Kahanim were wiped out, and that a bottle of free tears was code for Bechia Shalchinam, which reminds us, the Gemara darshans many psukim of Eicha, including Bechotiv Chebalaila, she weeps in the night. Rabbi Yochanan says the two weepings are about the destruction of the first and second Beis HaMikdash. At night means al iske lail, because of matters which occurred at night. Because when Klal Yisrael wept on that night of the Meraglim's report, it was Tisha B'Av. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Atem bechisim bechiyah shalchinam. You wept a weeping without cause. Vani ekbal lechem bechiyah ledoros. And I will establish this day for you as a day of weeping for generations, because both Batei Mikdash will be destroyed on Tisha B'Av. So the detective who cracked the two loaves of bread code to discover the reason a city of Kahanim were wiped out, and that a bottle of free tears was code for Bechia Shalchinam, shouted Eureka when he figured out that the deleted name from a list of kings with no share in Olam Haba was Shlomo HaMelech, which reminds us, Rav Ashi says, the Anshei Knesset HaGadol compiled the list for those with no share in Olam Haba. Rav says, Bikshu od Libnos Echad, they sought to enumerate one more, meaning Shlomo, on this list, until a baskel came and convinced them not to. Daf Kuf Hei, so the Simmer Daf Kuf Hei is a hacker, so here goes. While the wicked non-Jewish Navi struggled unsuccessfully to figure out a way to hack, that must be on Daf Kuf Hei, hacker. While the wicked non-Jewish Navi struggled unsuccessfully to figure out a way to hack his way into Olam Haba together with other non-Jews, which reminds us, the Gemara infers that only the wicked Bilam will not come to Olam Haba, but other Goyim who are not wicked will come to Olam Haba, which is the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yezer disagrees. So while the wicked non-Jewish Navi struggled unsuccessfully to figure out a way to hack his way into Olam Haba together with other non-Jews, a Jew who left the Kodesh Baruch Hu saddled his donkey early in the morning, even though it was beneath his dignity, which reminds us, a Tana taught in the name of Rav Shimon Elazar, Ava Mivatel Shura Shel Gedula, love voids the standards of dignified conduct, as seen from Avram's actions, as the Pasuk says, V'yashkem Avram Baboker, and Avram arose early in the morning and saddled his donkey, indicating that Avram, out of his great love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, saddled his donkey himself, which would normally be beneath his dignity. Sina hatred does the same, as seen by Bilam, who woke up early in the morning to saddle his donkey to curse Klal Yisrael. So while the wicked non-Jewish Navi struggled unsuccessfully to figure out a way to hack his way into Olam Haba together with other non-Jews, a Jew who loved HaKadosh Baruch Hu saddled his donkey early in the morning, even though it was beneath his dignity, to teach others a great hack that even if one learns Torah and does mitzvahs lo lishma, he'll come to do them lishma, which reminds us, Rav says, lom yasak adam b'torah b'mitzvah afilu shelo lishma. A person should always involve himself in learning Torah and performing mitzvahs, even if it's not for its own sake, but with ulterior motives. Shemitok shelo lishma bal lishma, because from doing so not for its own sake, he'll later come to do so for its own sake. Daf Kuf Vav. So the Simmer Daf Kuf Vav is a tightrope walker walking a fine line, a fine cove. So here goes. The non-Jewish Navi walking on a tightrope. Tightrope? That must be more in Daf Kuf Vav. The non-Jewish Navi walking on a tightrope over the encampment where linens were sold that he suggested be set up, which reminds us, the Gemara describes Bilam's advice in the incident of Benos Moav. He told them that the Jews' God is Sonei Zima, he hates immorality, and the Jews desire linen clothing. They set up tents, selling linen garments with an older harlot outside and a younger one inside, and the younger one offered a lower price. Eventually, they were ensnared to sin with idolatry and immorality with them. Bilam was eventually killed during a war with Midian where he had gone to collect payment for his services. He was killed with all four Mises Basin. So the non-Jewish Navi walking on a tightrope over the encampment where linens were sold that he suggested be set up was delighted when he noticed one Talmud Chacham learning Torah while speaking Lashon Hora, which reminds Gemara describes how Kodesh Baruch Hu rebuked Doeg. He said, when you reach the sections of murderers and those who speak Lashon Hora, Ma Tadorish Bahem, what will you expound about them since you're guilty of both? That pasuk continues, and bear my covenant on your mouth, teaching that Doeg's Torah study was only Safa Lochutz, from the lips outward, but he didn't internalize its teachings. So the non-Jewish Navi walking on a tightrope over the encampment where linens were sold that he suggested be set up was delighted when he noticed one Talmud Chacham learning Torah while speaking Lashon Hora, while two others were asking questions about a tower floating in the air when Rachman Aliba, boy, which reminds us, Rabbi Yami said that Doeg and Achitovel asked 400 questions about Migdal HaPareach Ba'avir, a tower which floats in the air, and not one was resolved. Rava said, Rabus Limiba boy, is it greatness to merely ask profound questions of Torah without personal righteousness? El Kodesh Baruch Hu Liba boy. Rather, Kodesh Baruch Hu wants a person's heart, meaning his piety, more than a scholarship. As the Pasuk says, V'Hashem Yireh Lelevav. Hashem sees into the heart. Daf Kuf Zayin. So the Simmer Daf Kuf Zayin is couscous. So here goes. The king who failed the test and was guilty of taking a bowl of couscous. Couscous? That must be more enough. Kuv Zion. The king who failed the test and was guilty of taking a bowl of couscous that did not belong to him, which reminds us, the Gemara relates that David HaMelech wanted to be tested like the Avos, so he could be included in the first bracha of Shemoneh Esrei, and then tells how he stumbled with Bathsheba. So the king who failed the test and was guilty of taking a bowl of couscous that did not belong to him was completely forgiven when the couscous restaurant opened their gates at the mention of his name, which reminds us, Gemara relates how David HaMelech was forgiven for his sin in stages, but was completely forgiven, as evidenced by Shlomo HaMelech, only being able to open the gates of the Beis HaMikdash by the mention of David's name. So the king who failed the test and was guilty of taking a bowl of couscous that didn't belong to him was completely forgiven when the couscous restaurant opened their gates at the mention of his name, and was surprised to see the couscous chef suddenly push out a waiter with both hands for accepting a gift from a satisfied customer, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses Gehazi, the third hediot, with no share in Olam Haba. Elisha, his teacher, went to Damascus to bring Gehazi back in tshuva, but Gehazi responded, "You taught me, achote umachnias harabim, one who sins and causes the masses to sin, ema speak miyado asos tshuva, is not given the opportunity to repent." The Gemara provides several versions of how Gehazi caused others to sin. A brisa states, always the left hand should push away, but the right should bring near to encourage the person to return. Unlike Elisha, who pushed Gehazi away with both hands because of the incident with Naaman, who Elisha cured from tzaras. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which stuff do we have a machlokes on the meaning of Noach being a tzaddik in his generation? That's on Daf Kufches. Good. Number two, which of the 5 ways of providing food for travelers is great? That's on Daf Kuftal. Good. Number three, which Daf do Machok is whether non-Jews get Olam Haba? That's on Daf Kufhei. Good. Number four, which Daf do discuss how it was shown that David HaMelech was completely forgiven when the gates of the Beis HaMikdash opened at the mere mention of his name? That's on Daf Kuf Zayin. Good. Number five, which Daf do Machlokes Menashe has a share in Olam Haba, and if he did tshuva, that's on Daf Kuf Gemo. Good. Number six, which Daf do learn that Kosh Baruch Hu urged Yeravam to do tshuva and walk together with him and David in Gan Eden? That's on Daf Kuf Beis. Good. Number seven, which Daf do learn about the Orev's argument on why it should not be sent out of the Teva? That's on Daf Kufches. Good. Number eight, which Daf do learn about Bilam's advice to set up tents and sell linen as a way to harm Klal Yisrael? That's on Daf Kuvav. Good. Number nine, which Daf do learn how one should push away with the left hand but bring close with the right hand, not like how Elisha pushed away Gehazi with both hands? That's on Daf Kuv Zayin. Good. Number 10, which Daf do we learn that the judgment against the Dor HaMabul was sealed on stealing? That's on Daf Kufches. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Goldar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.